Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
Hey, everybody. One of the bands I met at Broken Bottle Festival in Ohio was Justice 316. If you like classic rock sound, you should check them out. I hope you enjoy hearing more about them.
So I have Dwayne, Joel, and Dan. Is that correct?
Correct.
And this is the band Justice 316, and I want each of you to tell me who you are and what you do for the band.
I'm Dwayne Williams. I'm a lead vocalist and guitarist. I do all the guitars. We are three-piece, so I'm kind of on an island with the guitar there. And I also do a lot of music writing and lyric writing.
Okay.
I'm Dan Weichel. I'm the drummer. I sing a little bit of backup vocals, but other than that, I just hit stuff with sticks.
Okay, and next we have...
I'm Joel Denning, and I'm the bass player. I also dabble with some background vocals as well. And Booney he's being modest, too. Dwayne does most of the songwriting, but Booney also sometimes occasionally will write lyrics, or I guess he don't really do any guitar riffs, but...
Oh, I do a lot of guitar riffs in my brain, but...
You hear them, and you just don't play them, right?
I hear them, yes.
So how did you get nicknamed Booney, Dan?
When I was born, my mom wanted to name me Daniel Boone Weichel after Daniel Boone. My dad would have nothing to do with it. So my parents got divorced when I was 10, and from that point forward, my mom would just call me Boone. And it just kind of stuck.
Where are you guys from?
I was born and raised in Haakon County, Logan, between Logan and New Straitsville area. I currently reside in Lancaster, Ohio.
Okay.
And I was born in Logan as well. The Haakon Hills, as most people from the outside would know it, and currently reside in Lancaster as well.
I was born in Cincinnati, went to school at Ohio University. Met my wife there, got a job right out of college. I've been in Lancaster probably for the last 25 years or so.
Everybody's out of Ohio then, huh?
Yep.
All right. How did y'all find each other?
Well, here we go. I went to church with Joel, and we were in a local band here, Dwayne and I, and the bass player decided to step down, and... one Sunday morning at church, I said, "Hey, Joel," this actually was my second time asking, but I said, "Hey, Joel, would you be interested in joining the band?" And the first time it was a no. The second time kind of gave in because he knew I was going to pound him to death, but he didn't say yes. But we were in that band together, all three of us together for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 8 years, I guess. We decided that the stuff that we were writing musically and the places we felt God was showing us to go and minister did not line up with the current member of the band. So sort of a domino effect, I announced I was, quote, retiring, which I really truly was, that these guys wasn't going to be involved. But lo and behold, they followed me like a little sad puppy walking home. So. So all in all, we've been playing music together for 9 years now. So
I could tell when I listened to your new song that's come out, which we're going to talk about. This wasn't your first rodeo that y'all been playing music for a while. When did y'all learn to play instruments and how did you fall in love with the instrument you're playing?
I started playing guitar at the age of 8 years old. My dad was a bluegrass gospel guitarist and he kind of got me hooked in. When I was from a young age, I kind of had a little bit of a knack for it, and he saw that, so he was buying me guitars and stuff that he really couldn't afford. My mom was yelling at him, but I was never without a guitar from the time I was 8 years old onward. Played a lot in church, also played a little bit of bass in church, a little bit of banjo. As I got towards my teenage years and then young adulthood, my interests kind of went beyond the church type music, and I started to listen to heavier music, and I was really drawn towards the heavier music from the 70s. That's what kind of really hooked me in, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Deep Purple, and stuff like that, AC/DC. So I was kind of drawn towards that. and found out I could crank my amplifier up and put a little bit of distortion on it and start to sound like those guys, and it opened up a whole new world for me as far as playing music, and I never really looked back.
What about you guys?
I started out the same, pretty much the same age. My parents recorded music in Nashville. They were never, you know, big artists, but you know, they were sort of like a B actor type act. And me and my two other brothers, we grew up in a musical home. Our one uncle played in my mom and dad's band. Like I said earlier, they divorced when I was 10, which was a very devastating time in my life. But I started playing at 8 years old. I actually started playing steel guitar. That's what I started out on, and grew quite frustrated after about 9 months of trying to learn how to play really good. And I was playing with sticks didn't work. But the middle brother, he was playing drums at the time. And for some reason, he decided he's going to start playing bass. So it didn't take long at all for me to say, hey, I'm jumping over to the drums. Mm. So, and I've been playing pretty much ever since. I did have about an 18-year period of time where I just stopped playing because I got frustrated with different things that I should not have been frustrated with. So
that makes a lot of sense, what y'all just said, because I do hear that 70s sound. In your music, it's that kind of that classic rock, a little gritty, maybe even a southern rock sound. Mm-hmm. Can you have southern rock sound in Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
We've been told by several people that, you know, it sounds sort of like a bluesy rock, southern rock,
'70s rock.
So Joel even has an even better story about where he came from playing music.
So well, let's hear it.
I play the Lord's instrument, the bass. but no, I grew up in Cincinnati. The school district I went to had an orchestra program. Mm-hmm. So in fourth grade, I was recruited by the high school program to start playing. I started on the violin in fourth grade and learned how to sight read music and play a string instrument. And then by sixth grade, I was big enough I could start playing an upright bass. So I played upright bass all through middle school and high school. I played in everything from the orchestra to the jazz band to the musicals at school. There was a traveling show choir. I actually got recruited by a small Christian university my freshman year. I got a small scholarship to go play in an orchestra program at the small Christian university. In the meantime, I did pick up the bass guitar, especially when I joined the jazz band. And by the time I got that first year of college, I started getting recruited by all kinds of other like college kid bands that wanted me to play in different rock bands and things like that. And I've always, unlike Dwayne, I've always listened to probably stuff I shouldn't listen to, but I like it. You know, same type of stuff, AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, all that stuff. So I fit in college and all those things, and I even tried a reggae band one time. That was different. I didn't really fit in very well, but that college shut down after a year, and I went back home, and my wife and I ended up going to OU, the Ohio University, and like I said, landed here in Lancaster, and I was kind of lost there for a while, too, where kind of angry at God, and college shut down and things like that, so eventually we found the church that my wife and I go to now, joined the worship team, just totally got re-engaged, and I had to learn how to worship, because I was so used to playing in those settings where they just give you sheet music and you just read. I just remember that first practice I went to for that worship team, they gave me lyrics with chords on. I was like, what do I do with this? I'm not used to that. So I had to learn how to improvise and come up with my own lines. And Dan started attending that same church and asked me to join that band twice. And here we are.
When did y'all decide to start this band, and why Justice 316?
This band actually started a little before this time last year.
Right.
So the fall of 2022, Dan had begun to decide that he was going to leave the band, and just some creative differences with the other person who was in the band, who was actually the leader of the band and had full control over the name and the music and everything like that. And so, you know, he wanted to create a group where we could talk, you know, outside of the band, the three of us. And the name that he put for the chat was just us three. Just us three. Immediately in my mind, the band name came up, Justice Three. Yeah, that's kind of cool, Justice Three. And then to make it more of a biblical and to kind of announce that we are a Christian band, I mean, we tossed around several names, but that name just kept coming up, Justice part. And then we started looking through Scripture, and all the times in Scripture it talks about doing justice, you know, do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. And the word justice is just through all throughout Scripture, and God is a God of justice. So it just kept sticking and kept sticking and said, you know what, we're just going to have to go with it.
Justice is mentioned in the Bible 358 times. And there's a lot of good, just not John 3:16, which is the ultimate scripture, but there's a lot of other good scriptures in chapter 3, verse 16. So anyway, I was reading this. It says, throughout the Old and New Testament, our call to do justice is clear. Give justice to the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. That's sort of our foundation for the name Justice. And then as far as the 3:16 goes, like I said, there's several scriptures in the Bible other than John 3:16, although that's huge. You want to read that?
Ecclesiastes 3:16 says, moreover, I saw under the sun that in the place of justice, even there was wickedness, and in the place of righteousness, even there was wickedness.
That sort of explains the world that we're living in today. Right is wrong. Good is bad, bad is good, that sort of thing.
What made you so excited to start this new project?
Well, I know for me, when Dan said that he was thinking of leaving the other band, then I know Dwayne kind of joined in right then too. I was like, I feel such a connection to these guys when we play. Like when we just play around and practice, there's a connection there, you know. We would do that often, just warming up our fingers and getting ready for gigs and stuff. And like I just didn't feel that with the previous band, like I did with these guys. And so we just clicked. Dan's been probably the drummer I've played with longer than any other drummer. And for a bass player, having a great drummer is essential. You've got to be able to mesh with the drummer because that's the heart and soul of the band. And Dan does that very well. And we've always played well together. We've been way back when we used to be on the worship team together. I think we kind of felt that. I think that's why he kind of asked me a couple times. And I was the dummy that said no the first time, but I figured it out later. So honestly, that second time, I really felt prompting from the Holy Spirit that, I mean, that was something that said, you need to get out of your comfort zone and step out and try something new.
Tell us about your new single.
Oh, the new single is called Keep On Fighting. This song is really a collaborative effort here. I came up with the guitar riff quite a while ago, probably 2.5, maybe 3 years ago. And it's just something I tossed around, just playing around. I never really could turn it into a song. And then when we decided to get this band together, I thought, you know what, I'm going to take that riff, I'm going to turn it into something. So I sat down and I started playing it, and I came up with a verse part and a chorus part, but I could not do anything for lyrics. I was drawing a blank on the lyrics. And so I tossed it out to these guys and said, can you guys just give me some lyrics to go with this? You know, this is how I want the song structured. You know, I just need some words. And Dan came and he gave me his chicken scratches on a piece of notebook paper.
I am a doctor.
the way it started out was kind of a little bit of, I won't say depressing, but it's kind of a really deep type of song. This is from the perspective of someone who's tired of fighting. And from there, it kind of morphed into, you know what, let's not be tired of fighting because we have the Lord on our side. Let's keep on fighting. And it kind of turned that way. And that's the way a lot of our songs end up happening. The original idea that you have very rarely has ever come out sounding much like that at the end, once we've all added our contribution to it. Mm-hmm. But it glorifies God and it sounds like us when it's all said and done. So if I had this really cool idea and I run through with the guys and it comes out sounding completely different, but it still sounds like Justice 3:16 and it glorifies God, I'm completely happy. And I'm personally really happy and really proud of Keep On Fighting.
Tell us a little bit about the lyrics.
Well, when I first started writing it, I battled depression. I'm not ashamed to say that. And I do take medication for it. But and as Dwayne said, it was a song that I started writing that I was tired. I've been going through a lot of stuff. My mom had a couple of small strokes. She moved in with us, and it was a battle. She has since moved back home, fell several times now. Today she was put in a nursing home, which that's what I was trying to keep from happening, but that's mm-hmm. where she wanted to go. But it was just a song to where I was done. I was upset. I was, mad at God, I guess you could say. And just like Dwayne said, the song went from hopelessness to I got a little bit of hope to I have all the hope in the world. So it may not come across that way when you hear it, but that was the journey that song went on. It was a rough ride there at first. So
tell us about your EP.
Well, it's two songs that we had already kind of started developing, and they just kept getting stronger when we broke out and started doing our own thing. We started doing Keep On Fighting. Shortly before that, we worked on Afterglow, the song, and we were just looking to get our name out there as much as we could, and so we were deciding let's try to get something out as quick as we can. Decided on an EP for four songs and at least get something recorded so that we have samples for people to listen to us and keep spreading the word through that media, but also getting gigs and playing out more.
Tell me a little bit more about the other three songs.
Well, two of the songs, like he said before, I Believe is the name of one of the songs, and the other song is called Rest in the Grace. Those are two songs that we've actually played versions of those live with our other band, but they were never recorded. They were never laid down to any tracks or anything. They were in the works to be recorded, but that never materialized. But
those songs had been written by Dwayne.
Yeah, these are both songs that I wrote. Rest in the Grace, I actually wrote that song. It's got to be 5 years ago, probably 2018, early 2019.
I remember you bringing it to the band.
And I was actually at work. I worked in a factory at the time, and I just had these songs going through my head. And I kind of had this idea for this kind of bluesy sounding opening vocal line to try to, and Joel said it perfectly. It reminds me of Chris Cornell, not the Chris Cornell that goes to these crazy highs and goes, off the page with his vocals. I'm talking about the Chris Cornell that kind of sounds like the lazy sound of the kind of that lazy singing sound that he does at the beginning of the more mellow stuff.
Kind of gets into a pocket.
That's what it sounded like, that early vocal, that first vocal line coming from. And that song really just kind of flowed through my mind at work, and I went home and hurried up and sort of put it together. And it's got like two different guitar settings on it during the verse. It's just a mellow guitar with a little bit of flange, and then during the choruses it gets really heavier and it kind of goes back and forth. It's got like a push and a pull thing going on throughout the whole song. And then I Believe is just a straight up rocker. That's just a simple declaration of our belief in Jesus Christ. And the one verse talks about how I went out into the world and tried to do my own thing. And then I was called back to my belief in Jesus Christ. And it's just a simple declaration of what we believe. And then the song Afterglow, the most recent song, this was something I think I was playing just to some backing tracks or something, just to keep my chops up. And a little bit of this backing track sort of sound, I thought, man, this could be a great song. I changed quite a few things in it by the time it was said and done. But this is more of an acoustic song, and the lyrics to this just came to me, and I was like, I looked at them and kind of like sat back in my chair away from the page, like I couldn't believe that this was coming. And this is a song we're really proud of. And once again, it's something that went through the process of the band adding their parts to it, the drums and the bass. And it's a waltz. It's it's in 3/4. Not something that we normally do. But it really comes out, and it really, once again, sounds like us. Even though it's more mellow, it's more of an acoustic sound, it still sounds like us, and it's got a really good message to it.
Yeah, and the original version of that, Cindy, I yodeled in it, but they took that out.
No, you yodeled the Rest in the Grace.
I believe you. So this is coming out when?
Well, the official release date is Friday the 6th. That's not saying that's going to be on all the platforms by that time. It's they are supposed to start releasing it the 6th. Each one of the platforms has its own timetable. I want to give a shout out to our music producer. We recorded this with Sound Cellar Recording in Grove City, Ohio. A fellow by the name of Nate McDonough, who's an awesome musician in his own right. He's got some stuff out there that you just wonder why he didn't become famous and move to LA or Nashville or something, because it's really, really good. And his ear for music and his ability to record and to make us sound good was top notch. And we couldn't have been happier with the job that he did on the EP. It was a longer process than any of us thought it would be to get 4 songs done. But we're definitely glad we went that route. And we thought Nate did a great job.
What has your biggest challenge been on this this journey so far?
Getting dates to play. You may know this a little bit better than others. There seems to have been a slight decline in live music over the last 10 years, but it seems to really be tumbling downhill now. We played, 10, 12 shows this year?
Yeah.
You know, we would like to probably be up closer to 15 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, myself, I like to be up about 260.
In a big tour bus?
Yeah.
We had quite a big challenge toward the end of the summer. I had gone on a cruise in the middle of July, and we had a date set at the end of July. We had one in early – we had the Broken Bottle. And when I came back from the cruise, I started feeling sick, and – evidently, it was something that I had caught swimming in Mexico. Who would have thought? And I get this horrible upper respiratory infection and just coughed my head off for 3 or 4 solid days. And noticed that my voice was completely just a whisper.
Mm.
And I had gone to the ear, nose, and throat specialist, and he told me I had tears on my vocal cords, and he couldn't give me a time frame for when I'd be able to safely talk again, let alone sing. So I was pretty bummed out about that. We actually even looked into finding fill-in singers. But I did all the things they told me to do. I minimized the talking. I ran the humidifier at nighttime. I drank all the tea. I did break a little rules as I went along. Every so often, I would test where my voice was, even though I wasn't supposed to do that.
Well, you know, that's how you make your cake fall in the oven.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely, it came back, and it came back faster than the doctor thought it would and faster than I thought it would. But we did have to miss a couple really important shows at the end of the summer, which was a bummer, but it is what it is. That's one big challenge we've had, but we're past that now, and I'm going to avoid Mexico for the time being.
Band goals.
I think these guys agree with me. In the 8 years we was in the other band, we constantly wrote songs, and we don't see that stopping. Although we do a lot of covers of songs that change some of the lyrics to make them reflect our faith in Jesus Christ, send the message out to, you know, to the people that we're playing for. But one of our goals this coming year is to come out with a full LP, 8 to 12 songs. Dwayne said it earlier, we're kind of shocked. We thought we could go in and get all of our recording done in 10 hours, and then he would mix from there, and we'd be done. Well, 40 hours later, as far as the cost goes, we had some really great people that donated to the cause. We played some dates that paid pretty decent money, and that all that helped out. We're looking into wanting to do a video for Keep On Fighting. If you notice, when that song starts out, you hear the three dings of a bell, like a fight's getting ready to start. And that's the concept that we have for the song, is have it to be shot in a middle of a boxing ring. But I think the biggest thing that we all strive for and hope for, that no matter whether it's these 4 songs or 8 to 12 songs on an EP or when we play out live, we're just hoping that people hear the lyrics and are touched by them and are moved by them. that would lead them to make a decision to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
What else would you like to say to potential new fans of Justice 316?
Just that supporting local music is really important. A lot of people will give you a like on Facebook, but it would be really great to see people at shows, at venues, spreading the word. You know, God's message is there, and God's going to do what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. But it would be great to see more people kind of get behind the movement and see more people at the local shows. I think that would be really beneficial, other than just saying, oh, yeah, I like that band.
Where do they find you?
We're on Facebook,
Artist D-Card, / Justice316. We have a Bandcamp.
Yep, Bandcamp. We have a YouTube channel.
I would like to say one thing, and I know Dwayne's probably going to kick me in the shins underneath the table here when I bring it up, but Dwayne had a stroke a few years back, and it was we still in the other band.
2021.
Yeah. The year before he formed the band, yeah. And for him to be where he's at, the chops, the vocals, everything that he's got, can only be because God has plans. It was quite scary when it all happened. Joel and I are very thankful for Dwayne and his courage and fortitude to keep fighting.
I see what you did there. But for real, that is crazy.
Yeah, I had to spend about a week at OSU Medical Center and then a little over 2 weeks at Mount Carmel rehab facility. And they had to teach me to walk again and use my hand again, all these exercises and things to get all my functioning back. And I told the one occupational therapist there that I was a guitar player, and she brought her guitar in and just to let me play it. And I was really apprehensive about trying to do it just to see, because I was afraid I was never going to be able to play again. And this guitar she brought in, if any of you out there are guitar players, you know what I'm talking about. The action on this guitar was about a half inch off of the fretboard. So she was really going to make me work to prove that my left hand was working again. Let's just say that. But I picked up that guitar, and I just grabbed a simple D chord, and I was able to play it. And I just burst into tears just for me. And it was, she didn't know what was happening. Just played that one chord and just burst into tears. And I knew I had a long way to go to be able to play guitar solos again or anything close to that. But I just kept at it, and the Lord just kept blessing me, and it kept getting better and better. And people don't believe me. People say, you're just as good as you ever were. To me, it doesn't feel like I have all that control and all that swag that I used to have. But they say it sounds the same. So they say they can't hear a difference, so that's good. So I'm still working to get everything back that I have, but it's certainly good enough to put out this EP, which is the best music that I've ever recorded. So
I'm really proud of these guys because we like to try to challenge ourselves a lot with some music. And Dwayne will tell you, when we try to play a cover by Black Country Communion, I mean, he's got to try to sing with Glenn Hughes type lyrics and notes. And you know, there'll be times when he's working on a guitar part that he has to play while he's singing, and it's not easy. I mean, he attacks it, and he goes after it, and he gets it. And the same thing for Boonie. When he plays drums, some of those bands, we're playing bands with drummers like John Bonham's son, Jason Bonham, and some other really good drummers, and Dan just finds a way to get into that piece. And myself included, we like to try to keep pushing our musical boundaries, and even if it's songs we're not necessarily always familiar with, these guys always give it a shot and give it a try, and it's just a lot of fun to play with these guys.
And don't sell yourself short. Now we've got a three-piece band, so when I'm on a guitar solo, the only thing that's under me besides the drums is just the bass. There's no rhythm guitar under there, and we're playing out there live, and he completely carries that thing just with the bass, and it sounds so good. Some of the live recordings I've heard, I just find myself locking into that bass line. I'm like, wow, that sounds so good.
Nothing
so,
like a live bass.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
And it's God's instrument.
And it sounds really good. Yeah, I'm really proud of y'all.
Thanks.
What's your favorite road snacks?
What's yours, Dwayne?
Mine's beef jerky all the way.
Yeah.
Jerky.
Now, see, I could do that for a little bit, but then I get heartburn. Because, again, I'm old. For me, it's Bullseyes. The caramel with a little white thing.
Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
No, over here. Sour Patch.
Sour Patch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you said beef jerky, they have. I try to spare them the meat jerky in the car. So yeah.
No explanation needed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys hopping on here, and good luck to you guys, and congratulations on the new EP.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more great music and check out my blog page on the Solid Rock Radio website for my guests' social media links. If you've missed any of my past interviews, you can find them uploaded to podcast.solidrockradio.org. Have a wonderful week and let's be kind to one another.